I apologize for the delay. Oh my gosh. Okay, so happy Monday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever you might be listening to this at some point in time and space. But right here, right now, it's Monday, and this is day 5 of our Return of the Light, 11 days to the summer solstice, or the winter solstice countdown. Very powerful time, potent time. Today, the theme of the day is flexibility. I thought it'd be interesting. Okay, yeah, you can hear me. Thank you for bearing with me. Okay, let's start with some breathing. So we always start from. It's the place to always start from because that's the place where the action is, or the non-action. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. Softly. Rhythmically. Notice if your breathing feels differently today than it has in the past few days. Mine does, actually. And notice how you're feeling on all levels of your being. Soften your shoulders and your jaw. See if your hips feel level, if one is riding up with the other. Settle into a really balanced seat. And if your feet are touching the ground as you do this, rock back and forth between your toes and your heels as you're breathing. And as you're rocking your feet, and if you are not, if your feet are not on the ground, you can do this with your pelvis. Rock back and forth. And visualize your roots starting to go down into the earth. So you feel safe and strong and stable and nurtured. And now with your next breath, connect with you on the deepest level that you know, the part of you that is light, the part of you that is who you really are. Some people find it deep in their heart, or in their solar plexus, or in their pelvis, usually somewhere in the torso region, where you can enter with your attention and your intention. And the place you go to is way deeper than your body. It seems to go more infinitely, like you were going out into space rather than within. So when you connect you to you, take a breath there. And for some of you, this connecting to you and you might take practice. Everything takes practice. And you might feel like you're there, and then all of a sudden one day you're practicing and you go even deeper, deeper into the infinite, a deeper level of you. So with your breath, now that you're connected to you and you're connected to the earth, let's reach out to source energy, or all that is, the divine, the cosmos, the universe, God, goddess, whatever that word is to you, whatever it means to you, reach out to that, connect with that. So really it's connecting in 3 points. Even though all those 3 points are really the same, we're going to intentionally connect in three directions, in three areas. And when you feel like you're connected in all three places, take a breath there. Feel how supported you feel, or maybe you even feel vulnerable. Because in this connected place, you can be who you are. And that might feel like exposing yourself. But it also might be a relief, like, thank goodness, I can finally show myself. So now let's bring in the word of the day, the card of the day, flexibility. What does that mean to you? Our language has a lot of words, but each word has a different meaning to every person. So think about how confusing that can be. Does flexibility mean that you can put your legs or your feet behind your head? Is that what it means to you? Does it mean that you're able to go with the masses because you feel like you're being flexible and you're going with what you think needs to be done or that you need to do? But really on the inside, it doesn't feel good. Do you think that's being flexible? The flexibility that I'm pondering today is spirit flexibility, flexibility of the spirit. So as I see our world and our structure that we exist in, it seems very hard and inflexible sometimes. There's a certain pathway that one is expected to take within the system. So what if we, instead of feeling like flexibility is bending how we truly feel so that we can fit into the system or what's expected of us, what if we, instead of doing that, we truly listened and followed exactly what our innerness wants or is seeking or is guiding us? That can mean a total life change for a lot of people. Relationships, jobs, living situations. What if we really listened to what was within? Would that then create more flexibility in the system, the hard system that we are living in and existing in? So think about that. Ponder that. The rest of your day as you breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, breathing in flexibility of the spirit, exhaling anything less than that, remembering to stay connected to yourself, to the earth, to all that is. And pondering flexibility on a very deep and totally different way of seeing it. Let's create more flexibility in the world by being more of who we are so that it has to change around us to support that. Have a flexible, beautiful day, shining your light, your beacon of light out into the world, sending love to you all for that journey. I'm right there with you. And I'll talk to you and see you tomorrow.
The moderator has left the conference.